Phases of matter. The general properties of matter that you learned about in Chapter 1, mass, weight, volume, and density, are examples of physical properties. Color, shape, hardness, and texture are also physical properties. Physical properties are characteristics of a substance that can be observed without changing the identity of that substance. Wood is still wood, whether it is carved into a baseball bat or used to build the walls of a house. Ice, liquid water, and water vapor may seem different to you. Certainly, they all differ in appearance and use, but ice, liquid water, and water vapor are all made of exactly the same substance in different states. These states are called phases. Phase is an important physical property of matter. Scientists use the phases of matter to classify the various kinds of matter in the world. Matter can exist in four phases: solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. Solids. A pencil, a cube of sugar, a metal coin, and an ice cream cone are all examples of solids. All solids share two important characteristics. Solids have a definite shape and a definite volume. Let's see why. The tiny particles that make up a solid are packed very close together. Because of this arrangement, the particles cannot move far out of their places, nor can they flow over or around one another. In a solid, the tightly packed particles are able only to vibrate. Little other motion occurs. Thus, a solid is able to keep its definite shape. If you could examine the internal structure of many solids, you would see that the particles making up the solid are arranged in a regular repeating pattern called a crystal. Solids made up of crystals are called crystalline solids. A good example of a crystalline solid is common table salt. Figure 2-3 shows several other more colorful examples of crystalline solids. Crystals often have beautiful shapes that result from the arrangement of the particles within them. Snowflakes are crystals of water in the solid phase. If you look at them closely, you will see that all snowflakes have six sides. However, what is so amazing is that no two snowflakes in the world are ever exactly alike. There are some solids, however, in which the particles are not arranged in regular repeating patterns. These solids do not keep their definite shapes permanently. Because the particles in these solids are not arranged in a rigid way, they can slowly flow around one another. Solids that lose their shape under certain conditions are called amorphous solids. Have you ever worked with sealing wax or silicone rubber? If so, you've worked with an amorphous solid. Actually, an amorphous solid can also be thought of as a slow-moving liquid. Candle wax, window glass, and the tar used to repair roads are amorphous solids that are behaving like slow-moving liquids. You are probably surprised to learn that glass is a slow-moving liquid. Although it moves too slowly to actually observe, you can see the results of its movement under certain conditions. If you look at the window panes in a very old house, you will notice that they are thicker at the bottom than at the top. Over time, the glass has flowed slowly downward, just like a liquid. In fact, glass is sometimes described as a supercooled liquid. Glass forms when sand and other materials in the liquid phase are cooled to a rigid condition without the formation of crystals. Liquids. Although the particles in a liquid are close together, they are not held as tightly together as the particles in a solid. So the particles in a liquid are free to move. Thus, a liquid has no definite shape. It can take the shape of its container. A liquid in a square container is square. The same liquid in a round container is round. Although liquids do not have a definite shape, they do have a definite volume. 1 liter of water is still 1 liter of water, whether it is in a round container or in a square one. And if that 1 liter of water is poured into a 2 liter bottle, it will occupy only half the bottle's volume. It will not fill the bottle. 1 liter of water does not spread out to fill a 2 liter bottle. What do you think would happen if you tried to pour that 1 liter of water into a half liter bottle? Remember that the particles in a liquid are free to move. This movement is basically flowing around one another. Some liquids flow more easily than others, however. The resistance of a liquid to flow is called viscosity. Honey has a high viscosity compared to water. This means that honey flows more slowly than water. If you have ever poured honey from a jar, you are probably familiar with this fact. The oil you put in an automobile also has a high viscosity. This is important because the oil coats the moving parts in the motor and prevents them from rubbing together and wearing out.